Since the pandemic began, many rural children have been getting their meals from their schools. Summer break is here, and as unemployment continues, food banks are expected to be hit even harder. The Federal Emergency Management Agency for our area is based in Kansas City, Kansas. They were just awarded $5.7 million for Kansas counties. Missouri will bolster food banks by money awarded from the CARES Act. FEMA External Affairs Director Michael Caponera explains how they assist their different states with their food distribution.
FEMA Region 7 office is headquartered in Kansas City, Missouri, and we're responsible for emergency management from the federal perspective for four states, so Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska. And really going back to mid-March, March 13th is when President Trump issued emergency declarations for every state in the country, the first time that had ever been done. And with those declarations, there's certain assistance that is associated with that. Essentially, we're talking about dollars, reimbursement that we can provide to state, local communities, medical facilities, hospitals, private nonprofits that have been purchasing personal protective equipment, some overtime hours are eligible, et cetera. Just a lot of the activities that have been associated with COVID-19 and working that response. So on a daily basis, we're talking to our state emergency management partners in Missouri, the State Emergency Management Agency, and health partners as well. Ag is agriculture is certainly really important out here. So we've been working closely with our state ag partners.
FEMA is working with Harvester's Food Chain to distribute food to the most needy. FEMA is also partnering with USDA and the United Way to get supplies out during the pandemic.
A little over $5.7 million to the state of Kansas. And that was really provide a boost for the food banks there. As I think many of us all know, there are many families that have been struggling right now with just basic essentials such as food, just due to the impacts of COVID-19 and the response. So working with the state of Kansas, we were able to award them $5.7 million, and that would cover the purchase and the delivery to vulnerable populations throughout the state. With regards to the assistance specifically to food banks, state of Missouri, they are looking at utilizing funding through the CARES Act. The FEMA Public Assistance Fund, those are the dollars that we just awarded to Kansas, the $5.7 that are going to be going to those three food banks. Those dollars are provided at a 75-25 match, meaning 25% is going to be non-federal. So the actual total is $7.7 million, but we are providing 5.7, so essentially 75% of that total. With the CARES Act funding, the federal government pays for 100%. So my understanding is that is what the state of Missouri is going to be pursuing for some of that type of assistance.
Caponera says it's up to the states to decide what assistance they'll use and how they'll go about using those resources.
Each state can make the best determination of how they want to move forward. And a good example actually would be with regards to the food banks that we were talking about, and either utilizing the FEMA Public Assistance Program, as Kansas did with that little over $5.5 million being awarded to those three food banks, or maybe a state wants to use a different funding mechanism where for their own particular reasons, maybe it's the matching piece, not wanting to have to, you know, kick in a certain percentage. That's what makes the most sense for them. So, yeah, there's a lot of programs and we're just trying to explain everything in the simplest way that we can.
For KMZU News, I'm Glenn Fusilier.